Carlson, live from the Intentional Living Center here today. We got one goal: to help you experience life as God intended, and today to experience parenting as God intended. Let me say this: intentional parenting is the most successful and the smartest way to parent. And that is a fact. I have found that less successful parents violate the single most critical rule of intentional parenting. Now, I could just tell you what it is, but I think it's more powerful if you're to hear it for yourself. Shannon really called and explains it well. Take a listen.
Hi, my name is Shannon. My question is regarding parenting one of our children. My husband and I are pretty much on the same page for two of our three children, but our oldest child, who's actually now an adult, is our challenge, and it just seems to be a battle between us, between my husband and I. And our oldest son has recently come back to the house to live with us, and it's become more apparent once again now that he's back in the house. He and my husband don't seem to click very well, and my husband doesn't really discipline until he gets to the point where he just explodes with him. And so I feel like I have to toe the line between them and try to have a good relationship with my son so that he has a relationship with one of us. So I tried to balance discipline and relationship, and it causes tension between my husband and I. So just trying to determine the best way to get some resolution in this relationship. Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. We're going to help you this half hour. I don't know if you caught it or not, but here's a fact. The most successful way to parent is to be intentional. It's the smartest way. It's frankly dumb not to do what I'm going to tell you in a moment. It really is. After this, doing this for 35 plus years, helping people, I have found that the single most critical rule of intentional parenting is to get on the same page. You got to get on the same page. And before you turn me off saying, well, I tried and we're not even in the same book, I want to give you some help with that too in just a moment. Speaking about that topic of being on the same page, I remember being in a board meeting a number of years ago, and I was looking at a financial statement, and another board member across the table was looking at the same financial statement, but we were on different pages. So when we said, go down to line so-and-so, well, there were lines so-and-so on that page, but the number was different. And I said, well, you can see that number that, it's up. And he said, no, it's not. You can see the I said, it's up. No, it's not. And finally I said, can I see what page you're on? You know, this is what happens in parenting so often. We can even be in the same book, but on a different page, and looking at different numbers, different results, different anticipation in parenting, and we get nowhere. We kind of go around in circles. And so I'll tell you what I'd like to do, because this whole ministry is about helping people. We know the problem. I want to hear some solutions. How have you guys in your marriage decided to get on the same page, or how have you dealt with this in a very productive, positive way, okay? If you have a story, I would hope our lines would be jammed, but I'm afraid that many of you are still struggling with this. I want to give you some help. But if you've learned something that's been helpful to you, what have you done? How have you handled it? 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. Couple things before we get to some calls here. What if you're not on the same page today? It's important, if you're a follower of Christ on parenting, that you be on the same page with God. Understand what the Bible teaches. And we're going to go into some specifics. I'm going to give you specifically four things that intentional parents do that are not only biblical, but they're practical. And I've seen it in working with families for, 35 years or so. We'll get to those in just a few minutes. But to be on the same page with God, but if you're not, can I encourage you to don't make this an opportunity to be stubborn over non-essential things in your relationship with your spouse or ex-spouse. It's easy to argue and be divisive and to point out that, you know, this is the way we ought to be doing it. This is what God wants for us. And if your spouse isn't on the same page, you're going to be going around and around in a circle instead of being mature and dealing with the real issues. So being right up front, pick your battles carefully. I've talked to a lot of parents who pick the wrong battles. Now, on the other hand, if you're a parent and clearly your spouse, I mean, you're just on a totally different book. I mean, they've just gone in a different direction spiritually and otherwise. You got to stay on the same page with God. You can't control them. You can't control them. 3-foot rule at Intentional Living. You can't control them. In fact, you're going to be less effective if you try. You're going to make them even more stubborn than maybe they already are. But you can't control how you respond, who you are, in terms of being a parent. And that's ultimately what we're here to help you do. Now, hopefully, you guys can, when I say guys, I hope you understand I'm talking about men and women. Are we okay, Jennifer? Are we okay? All right. But I hope that you and your spouse can get on the same page because you realize that's the smart way to parent. That's the intentional way to parent. And even if we disagree on some things, we can agree to disagree. So if you've learned some things from about this, give us a call. 888-1717 is the number. I think we're going to hear some opportunities and some challenges along the way, and that's okay. We're here. We're a community. Let's do this. You get one shot at raising these kids, and I want to help you. That's why Intentional Living's here. I want to help you do it. It'll honor God and benefit you and those kids. All right, 888-1717. Kelsey, what have you learned about the importance of intentional parenting?
I know I've done things wrong in the way you're supposed to do it spiritually and all. Like, I'm not married to my significant other, and we do have a son together, and I'm kind of lost at, like, I know that when you put God first and, you do it the right way, like, everything falls into place, and, you know, he makes things good, and we haven't. Everything's backwards, but we've been together now for almost 4 years, and he has a 7-year-old daughter from a previous marriage, and I have a 5-year-old daughter from a previous marriage, and then we have a 4-month-old son, and I just am lost on whether to keep going and hope that he, you know, comes around with, I mean, I believe our beliefs and all are completely different now. He was raised in a church, and when we first got together, he went to church with me, and, you know, I don't know if he was just acting one way or what it was, but now he's voiced that, you know, he doesn't believe the same things, and
yeah,
which throws off everything in our relationship has been thrown off now because of it.
Well, when you say relationship, you mean lack of trust because you feel like he changed?
Like, I don't even know if he really believed in it in the beginning or if he was just telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
But our, like, how we parent, I mean, you know, is all completely opposite of each other because, you know, there's a biblical way and there's, you know, been other ways, and he's just super hard on the kids and feels he doesn't need to build them up at all. He can just, I'm lost on, do I try for my son, or what am I supposed to do? And I don't know.
Well, I hear you're feeling pretty lost in this, Kelsey. And let me just say, I respect the fact, I hear in your voice that you're growing in Christ. You want to grow in your spiritual life. You want to do things correctly. And one of the things I tell people, whenever we get that moment, that aha moment in life where we say, whoa, the path that we're going down here isn't the right path. It's not the best path. It's not going to get me to where I want to be spiritually and in my walk with Christ and so on. We stop digging. In other words, we don't keep digging the same hole expecting that we're going to, you know, reach oil at some point, because we don't. And so I would take a time out, Kelsey, and get some good counseling for yourself and really get centered in what God is trying to teach you and what the Bible teaches. I think you should be in, if you're not, you need to stay in church and be in a good church that teaches the Bible. You need to have some women around you who support you and encourage you. you've got responsibilities now. You got a child together. You know, you're there. I mean, this is not just two people who are, you know, living together, and but now you got responsibility. And so you've got to approach this as a godly, mature woman and saying, what's God's intention for me? What steps should we be taking in dealing with our relationship and then also dealing with our spiritual life? You're not the Holy Spirit. It's not your job to change him spiritually. You can't get him saved. You can't get him to want Jesus. You can't get him to want to be what you are spiritually. All you can do is grow and mature and become the type of person that, frankly, he sees and is very attracted to. And so my encouragement to you, Kelsey, would be in the midst of your confusion, because God is not the author of confusion, that you would get plugged into a church, and especially with some women's support and a counselor for yourself that can help you develop your own life, to grow spiritually, to really become who God intends for you to be. And part of that will be you're going to have to address some things in your relationship and how you relate to him and how you relate to your family and, you know, how you're going to do that. That'll be part of what will unfold. But I would encourage you, because you're at this point there in Florida, that you would, if you're not in a church, that you would find a great church where the word is taught and get plugged in and get that kind of support for yourself.
Yes.
Are you in a church now?
Yes, sir, I am.
And have you gone and gotten plugged in with a counselor there or the pastors?
I haven't really plugged in with a counselor there. I've talked to, like, our Sunday school teacher and stuff about things. And my situation is, you know, it's not ideal at all. And I also have my daughter that her dad's not around. And it's just a hard situation.
Yeah, I can hear that, Kelsey. And it's... I mean, let's just lay it out. If you're in a divorce situation, you're not on the same page. I mean, you know, you didn't get to a point of divorce likely unless you've been on different pages, different books, different attitudes, different values, and so on. And so this is particularly an issue when there's been a problem in the relationship, or there is a problem in the relationship between the two parents. And my plea is, I get that. I've counseled a lot of people, and I get that. But when you look through your eyes and see your children, remember, they don't need to have your problems laid on them, your issues. And that's why it's so critical for mom and dad to be able to figure out how can we set aside some of our own stuff and say we can do the best job we can possibly in raising these kids. And that's a goal. What's interesting, our lines have been pretty quiet when it comes to this thing of, hey, what do I do? What have we learned? And this is something that's helped me. I'd love to hear your story. Give us a call. See if we can get you on here. 888-888-1717. There is the number, 888-888-1717. There are four things that intentional parents do right. And I'm going to tell you what those are in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. We've all been discouraged. Perhaps a relationship didn't pan out, or you didn't get that job you applied for, or maybe your life hasn't gone as you expected.
When people become discouraged, it's usually because they've first been disappointed. Our formula is expectation minus reality equals disappointment, because disappointment always follows something that we expect that doesn't turn into reality.
In Dr. Randy's message, Overcoming Discouragement, he provides you with practical advice for how to not let discouragement get in the way and how to find your strength in Christ. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, for that reminder. And I just want to give a shout out to some really special friends who've just recently joined in support, new members or those sharing a gift with Intentional Living. I want to thank Alan. Thank you for your generous ongoing monthly support from Panama City Beach, Florida. We appreciate that. From Isla, who's joined us. Thank you from Lompoc, California. Beverly in Odessa, Texas. Thank you so much for that gift. And here's Georgia from Pennsylvania. Thank you. And then Catherine, who's joining us every month from Alma, Michigan, the home and the birthplace of Family Life Radio. Appreciate it. Speaking of radio, I want to just give a shout out to some of the networks and stations that join us from our ministry here from Intentional Living and Family Life Radio. I want to say a big greeting to our friends at Faith Radio in Alabama. These folks love the Lord. They do such a fantastic job all across Alabama. They have a vision to help people. And we love being a part of you all at Faith Radio in Alabama. Thank you for what you're doing every day. Thank you for reaching people for Christ. Thank you for allowing us to be a small part of what you're doing. Because together, we've got one goal. That's to see people come to Christ and then to live their lives the way God intended. And that's why we do this. Hey, before we get back to our calls, let me share with you this thing of parenting intentionally. You know, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs that we're to train up a child in the way they should go, because when they're old, they won't depart from it. And the key to that verse to me is this idea of training. We're to train a child. Training is something that takes some time and attention, effort, priorities. I mean, anybody who has ever hired a trainer know they have a goal and they're going after it, right? What I was reading, the fact that it's interesting, we've had a period of permissiveness in parenting. You know, this enlightened era of parenting where kids, you know, you just kind of guide them and let them do whatever they want to do and see where they go. And I don't want to impose on them any of my beliefs and values and so on. And what we're finding is that their parenting is starting to come back to some common sense. And one of the gentlemen that's really moving in this direction is Dr. Kenneth Ginsberg, and he has something called Lighthouse Parenting. I like that word, lighthouse, right? Kind of, here's a lighthouse. And it really is a style of parenting where the parents are a stable force in the child's life. Now, you may be a single parent today, but you can be a stable force. In fact, if your ex-spouse is an unstable force in their life, more than ever, you're the stable force. And they may kick and scream and give you fits because you're so stable and predictable and holding them accountable. But someday they will rise up and call you blessed later on in life when they say, hey, thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad, for being there. And this is the style that really talks about offering advice and guidance, which is important. But the guidance part is critical. It's based on unconditional love and freedom in life in terms of learning things from logical, natural consequences. And we believe that. We teach that in intentional parenting here, Intentional Living. Now, there are four things. I'm going to take these through this half hour. We're just about out of time, though. We're going quickly here. Let me get to the calls in a moment. But I want to share these four things with you. If you're an intentional parent, you have to have a goal. The first step is to have a goal. You know, if you're going to be a trainer, you got to have a goal. If you hire a trainer in your business, that trainer comes in to help the employees to align their values, their daily activities with the corporate objectives. If you go to a health club and you hire a trainer, you got some goals you want. I want to strengthen these muscle groups, or I want to lose weight, or in my case, all of the above, you know. But there's a goal. And without a goal, we wander. And a lot of people live as unintentional parents. So having a goal, we have presented over the years a philosophy we call raising a responsible adult, based on the fact that God's intention is for us to raise our kids responsibly. Number two, an intentional parent will have a model. In other words, they model for their children. You can't expect your kids to live differently than you are. Kids see right through that hypocrisy. That they're going to see it. If you're telling your kids, hey, listen, don't talk to your brother and sister like that, and then you talk to them like that, that's disrespectful. And the kids see that, and they know that. If you're disrespectful to your spouse, come on, guys, if you're disrespecting your wife and you want your sons to grow up and respect women, that ain't the way it works. And so we need to model for our kids. We want our kids to grow in Christ, and we have to be grown in Christ. If these are not that they're going to always follow everything that they see, but I'll tell you what, they're not going to follow if they don't see. So it's important. Number three, intentional parents declutter. They declutter their own hijacked emotions, maybe from a dysfunctional marriage relationship or a divorce or something going on in their own lives. They declutter anger. They declutter immaturity. If you're going to raise kids, you and I need to try to be as mature as we possibly can and declutter anything that's keeping us from doing that. And then finally, they're intentional. You know, the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, the children of Israel raising their kids, they were being taught by God to teach them when you walk, when you sit, when you stand. It's a daily thing, right? And we see that, the importance of teaching the commandments of God from the book of Deuteronomy. And every day, we need to be intentional in teaching our kids. And you can do it in subtle ways. You don't have to sit down and, you know, preach at them. Just talk to them. Hey, this is how our family operates. What would God think of this? What's the best thing for you in terms of what God's intention is? And showing with love and respect God's intention for your kids. I think that's powerful. All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to leave the phone line open. We're going to be wrapping up the show here in a couple minutes, but I'd like to go ahead and continue on this topic tomorrow, go a little deeper. So if you want to call, maybe you're struggling with this, you have a question for me, or maybe you've had something you've learned, give us a call. I'd love to talk to you at 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717. All right, let's go to Carol from New Mexico. What is it, Carol, that you've learned?
Well, my story is that we had a daughter, and between the ages of 17 through 21, it was the same thing. It was drugs and alcohol and running with the wrong friends. And I would pray out to the Lord to please help us. And one day she came home and to deliver her. And one day she came home and she said, "Mom, I'm pregnant." Mm-hmm. And I looked up at the Lord and I said, "But Lord, I didn't mean like that, you know." And so she had the baby, a little baby boy, and we were helping her raise him. You know, we were supplying all the baby's needs. I mean, all she had to do was open the closet and pull out a diaper, you know, the formula, it was all there. So my husband and I were constantly fighting about this and just fighting about it. And one day I just sought the Lord on this and I said, "Lord, help us. What are we supposed to do?" And I heard the Lord say that my husband and I had to come together on this.
Yes.
We had to be in unity with this and make the decision to cut her off. Because he said, as long as you continue to do everything for her, she will never look for me.
That's right.
She will never seek me. So we made the decision together, and it was very hard. It was one of the hardest things. And what made it even harder is that she got mad and she took the baby with her, and they took off, and we didn't know where they were. And that was really, really hard for us with the baby being gone, not knowing what was going on, where were they at. So one day she comes in about 2 weeks later, really. I mean, 2 weeks is a long time, you know, but she, for us, and she came in, the baby on the floor, and said, "I can't do this. I can't take care of him." And she took off.
Wow.
So for the next 18 months, my husband and I raised the little boy. And then one day, she came home. And when she came home, she was ready. And she actually met someone, and they got married. And they have my grandson, and they had a granddaughter. And my daughter was actually able to get her bachelor's degree.
And then discouragement. Wow, what does that mean? A negative force against courage, right? Isn't that what that's saying? Discouragement is a resistance to courage. Well, I looked up the word courage. Courage means strength in the face of pain or grief. Isn't that interesting? And so if we're going to resist discouragement, we need some new strength. We need some new courage. And the strength that we're talking about is strength in Christ, right? As followers of Christ. You know, your support of the ministry is making a huge difference. And God bless you. Thank you for standing with us and helping us reach more people for Christ. And I want to say that today, as we talk about parenting, if your relationship with Christ is shaky or maybe not at all, that you get really super grounded in this. Get plugged into a church, get into a support group, And I know if you're struggling with parenting, it can be a painful daily experience, but God can be with you. And so as we set out these ideals of setting a goal and modeling and decluttering, and you're not experiencing that, the intention isn't to make you feel more guilty. The intention is to say there's hope. There's hope. There's a future. You can do this with God's help, but you need help and you need to acknowledge. The first step to getting anything fixed in life is just to acknowledge I got a problem. And so today I would encourage you, and maybe you're in the marriage where you're realizing you tuned in today that, hey, you have been an obstacle or maybe a stumbling block in getting this resolved in your own relationship with your spouse for the kids, that you would take a step to do that today. And in the process, that you would honor God. That's why we're here. And our support family is making it possible. Come and join us. Would you do that? Go to theintentionallife.com.
Hello, Dr. Randy. I have a question regarding our parenting. I am married to a great man, which is my son's stepfather. He loves and adores him, calls him dad. But we don't always agree on our parenting. My style is much more laid back and his is much more pushing. So that's where we struggle. A lot of our arguments are over our son and how he is to do things. So just any advice you might be able to give would be appreciated. Thank you.
All right. I tell you what, Tammy, we're going to pick up right with that tomorrow, and I'm going to give you some more help, and I hope you'll share these programs today and tomorrow with your friends. That's why we do this on the radio across the country and on our podcast as well from Intentional Living, because there's help. You can do this, and we want you to have more success in being the kind of parent that God intended for you to be. All right, my name is Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Steve and the rest of our team here at the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona. And I'll tell you what, the phone line is open. We're going to record for tomorrow. So you're thinking, oh, I wish I could have called. I'd love to talk to you. Tell me your story. What have you learned? Maybe what you're struggling with on not being on the same page as parents. And how we can help you get intentional. Take a little less stress off your back, okay? The number is open to you at 888-888-1717. Huge thank you to our affiliate stations, to our hometown Family Life Broadcasting, Family Life Radio, and for all the team here. God bless you. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. This is Intentional Living, and it is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.